Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Sunday the 6th of September 2020 is The Madness Album. The Madness is the only studio album by the British ska/pop band The Madness, a short-lived incarnation of Madness. It was originally released in mid-1988, on the label Virgin. The album was produced by the Three Eyes, a pseudonym, whose identities remain a mystery, although they may very well be Madness themselves, or individual members of Madness. With the demise of Madness and the group's own label Zaar Jazz, the Madness were directly recruited under Virgin Records. When the album was released in early May 1988, it received dismissive reviews and peaked at number 66 in the UK, lasting within the top 100 for only 1 week. Two singles, I Pronounce You and What's That, were released from the album, although like the album these were less successful than the original band releases. I Pronounce You was the lead single, released in the UK and Portugal. Receiving lukewarm reception from the music press, it peaked at number 44 in the UK, lasting on the charts for 4 weeks after originally debuting at number 48. What's That, the album's second and final single, was released in the UK only. It was the first release by Madness or any of its spin-off bands not to reach the top 75 in the UK. It peaked at number 92 and lasted 2 weeks on the chart, dropping to number 98 the following week after its debut. Charles Smash performed lead vocals for Nailed Down the Days, What's That, Song in Red, Gabriel's Horn and Flashings. Suggs sang on In Wonder, Nightmare Nightmare, Thunder and Lightning, Beat the Bride, 11th Hour, Be Good Boy and 4. B. F. Both Smash and Suggs performed lead vocals on I Pronounce You and Oh. Some of the songs that appeared on the album were re-recorded from the demos of the 1986 Madness sessions. In I Pronounce You, the lyrics concern a bride's feelings on the eve of her arranged marriage. To add a Middle Eastern feel to the song, Foreman played sitar on the song, an instrument he'd used on previous Madness albums. This was in addition to usual guitar, whilst the track also features tabla. The track Song in Red was reportedly written by Smash about a cousin who died young. Gabriel's Horn was recorded in 1986 when the group were working on the never-completed Lost in the Museum album, and this demo version appeared as a track on the 1992 reissue of the Madness single House of Fun. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:23 UTC on Sunday the 6th of September 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for The Madness, The Madness Album. This podcast is produced by Arbel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Russell Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.